Welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most fascinating topics in the electricity unit, electric fields. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode has everything you need. We'll cover the core concepts clearly, walk through exam technique, tackle common mistakes, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1. Core concepts. Let's begin with the big question. What actually is an electric field? An electric field is a region of space around a charged object where another charged object will experience a force. Think of it like an invisible zone of influence. You can't see it, you can't touch it, but if you place another charged object inside it, that object will feel a push or a pull. Now here's the key idea that examiners absolutely love to test. The strength of the electric field is not the same everywhere. It varies with distance. Close to the charged object, the field is strong. As you move further away, the field gets weaker. This is one of the most important relationships in this topic, so let's make sure it really sticks. Imagine you're standing next to a bonfire. Right next to it, the heat is intense. Step back 10 meters and it's much gentler. Move to the other side of a field and you can barely feel it. Electric fields work in a very similar way. The further you are from the source charge, the weaker the field. Now, how do we represent electric fields? We use something called field lines, or sometimes called lines of force. These are imaginary lines we draw to show the direction and strength of the field. There are some really important rules about drawing these lines, and examiners will penalize you if you get them wrong. Rule number one, arrows always point away from positive charges and towards negative charges. This is non-negotiable. If you draw arrows pointing the wrong way, you will lose marks. Remember it this way. Positive charges push positive test charges away, so the arrows point outward. Negative charges attract positive test charges, so the arrows point inward. Rule number two, the closer together the field lines are, the stronger the field. Near the surface of a charged sphere, the lines are densely packed. As you move away, they spread out. This spacing is how you communicate field strength in a diagram. Rule number three, for an isolated charged sphere, the field lines must be radial. That means they spread out symmetrically in all directions from the center of the sphere, like spokes on a wheel. A common mistake candidates make is drawing field lines that are parallel or uneven. The field around a sphere is not uniform, it is radial, and it gets weaker with distance. Let's talk about what happens when you place a second charged object inside an electric field. This is where it gets really interesting. The second object experiences a force. If the two charges are opposite, the force is attractive. If they're the same type of charge, the force is repulsive. And here's the crucial point for the exam. The closer the two objects are to each other, the stronger the force between them. Move them further apart, and the force decreases. This is the concept of a non-contact force. The objects don't need to be touching for the force to act. The electric field is the mechanism that allows one charged object to exert a force on another across a distance. This is a really powerful idea in physics, and it connects to gravity and magnetism as well, which we'll come back to later. Now let's talk about a real-world application that examiners love to bring up, sparking. When the electric field between two charged objects becomes strong enough, it can ionize the air between them. The air molecules lose electrons and become conducting. This allows charge to flow rapidly through the air, producing a spark. Lightning is the most dramatic example of this. The electric field between a thundercloud and the ground builds up until it's strong enough to ionize the air, and then bang, a lightning bolt. The same principle explains static electricity shocks when you touch a door handle after walking on carpet. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's get into exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. First, command words. When a question says describe, you need to say what happens. Use correct scientific terminology. Don't just say the field gets smaller. Say the electric field strength decreases as the distance from the charged object increases. That's the kind of language that earns marks. When a question says explain, you need to go further. You need to say why. Use the word because to link cause and effect. For example, the force between the two charged objects increases because the electric field strength is greater at shorter distances, so the second charge experiences a larger force. When a question asks you to draw or sketch a field pattern, this is your chance to show off. Use a ruler for straight radial lines if needed. Make sure your arrows are clear and pointing in the correct direction. Draw at least 6 to 8 field lines to show the symmetry. And crucially, make the lines closer together near the charge and more spread out further away. Now let's go through the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number 1, drawing field lines that are parallel around a sphere. This is wrong. Parallel field lines indicate a uniform field, like between two parallel plates. Around a sphere, the field is radial. Always radial. Mistake number 2, getting the arrow direction wrong. Arrows point away from positive charges and towards negative charges. If you mix these up, you will lose marks. Use this memory trick, positive pushes, the PP rule, positive charges, push field lines away. Mistake number 3, confusing electric fields with magnetic or gravitational fields. All three are non-contact forces, but they have different sources and different rules. Electric fields act on charged objects. Gravitational fields act on objects with mass. Magnetic fields act on moving charges or magnetic materials. Don't mix them up. Mistake number 4. Not being specific enough when describing the relationship between distance and field strength. Don't just say, as distance increases, the field decreases. Say, as the distance from the charged object increases, the electric field strength decreases. Be precise. Use the correct variables. Mistake number 5, forgetting to mention that the second charged object must be placed in the field for a force to be experienced. The field exists whether or not another charge is present, but the force only acts when a second charge is placed in the field. Section 3, quick fire recall quiz. Okay, here's your quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. In which direction do electric field lines point around a positive charge? Pause and think. The answer is away from the positive charge, pointing outward in all directions. Question 2. What happens to the electric field strength as you move further from a charged sphere? Think about it. The answer is the electric field strength decreases as distance increases. Question 3. What is a non-contact force? The answer is a force that acts between objects without them needing to touch, transmitted through a field. Question 4. What does the spacing of field lines tell you? The answer is the closer together the field lines, the stronger the electric field. Question 5. What real-world phenomenon is explained by a very strong electric field ionizing the air? The answer is sparking or lightning. Section 4, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Here are your 5 key takeaways for electric fields. 1. An electric field is a region around a charged object where another charged object experiences a force. 2. Electric field strength is greatest close to the charged object and decreases with increasing distance. 3. Field lines point away from positive charges and towards negative charges. The arrows must always be correct. 4. Around an isolated charged sphere, the field pattern is radial, not uniform. Lines are closer together near the surface and spread out further away. 5. When a second charged object is placed in the field, it experiences a force. The closer the objects, the greater the force. This is the basis of non-contact electrostatic forces, including sparking and lightning. That's it for today's episode on electric fields. You've covered the core concepts, sharpened your exam technique, and tested your recall. Keep practicing those field line diagrams, and remember the PP rule, positive pushes. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.